Let's turn to Luke chapter 18 and verses 9 through 14 real quick. Luke chapter 18 and verses 9 through 14. And this morning we're going to ask the question, why do we blame other people? And that's the lesson that we're going to be studying today. And we're going to begin here in the book of Luke chapter 18 as we look at the Jesus parable concerning those who trusted in themselves that they were righteous. And so that's what he's talking about here, because when we ask the question, why do we blame other people, sometimes this kind of attitude plays in to that equation. Well, let's read verses 9 through 14. Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus really is addressing those who blame other people, or those who point the finger at other people, in this parable. You see, the Pharisee sought to turn attention to others' faults instead of himself. And as a result, he couldn't really see his own problems. Well, we often do the same thing in our relationships with other people. And this really does hurt those relationships. And it hurts us spiritually as well. And so this morning I would like to look at some reasons as to why we blame other people, and then see what the Bible has to say about those things. And I hope that in thinking about these reasons why we blame other people, we will look at ourselves and we will think about this kind of behavior, and we will seek to improve the relationships that we have with one another as we seek to fulfill the greatest two commandments. First of all, to love God, and secondly, to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So, first of all, why do we blame other people? Because it is easy. You know, it's one of the easiest things to do, to just point the finger at somebody else and not to think about our own responsibilities in this regard. In fact, we do this from the very youngest of ages. Well, so-and-so did that. You know, and pointing the finger at somebody else instead of really focusing upon self. It doesn't take a lot of effort. The smallest of children can do this because it is easy to do. But it does take some effort to stop and to think and to ask yourself, should I be pointing the finger at somebody else, or should I be pointing the finger at myself? You see, God more often than not tells us to deal with the problem of self than he tells us to deal with the problems of others. Think about James chapter 4 and verse 7 in this regard. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Who is to do that resisting? Somebody else or self? Of course, he's addressing us. He's addressing the self. We don't necessarily want to do the easy thing, you see, which is to point the finger at somebody else. We want to do the right thing. And sometimes the right thing means focusing upon self instead of others. Think about what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verses 24 through 27 about disciplining self. He says this, do you not know that all who run in a race run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way so that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. And so I need to discipline myself. And we each need to discipline our own selves to think about our own problems, not necessarily just to point the finger at somebody else. But sometimes we blame other people because it is easy. Sometimes we blame other people because we want to be self-righteous. Think about that Pharisee who pointed to all of those other people. The extortioner, the adulterer, the unjust. Oh yes, those things are wrong. No one is saying that those things are right. But it is so easy to look at somebody else's fault and point the finger at them while ignoring our own faults. And that's wrong. It does make us feel good to think, well, look at how good I am. You know, sort of bow our chest out and stand back on our heels. But you know, that's not what God wants. He doesn't want us to point the finger at other people to point out their faults. He wants us to deal with our own problems. And then when others have problems and come to us, we can be able to help them with their problems. In Luke chapter 18 and verse 9, remember Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. There's the bottom line to pointing the finger at other people. That we really trust in ourselves that we're righteous. Oh, but we can't do that, you see, to be faithful to God. Paul said that when we do this, we really are not submitting to God's righteousness. He said in Romans chapter 10 verse 3, "For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness have not submitted to the righteousness of God." And so it's not necessarily right just because somebody else is wrong to jump to the conclusion that we must be right. You see what I'm saying? That is, when we point the finger at other people and say, they're wrong, that doesn't necessarily mean that we are right. And if we're doing it just to make ourselves feel good, then we're doing it for the wrong reasons. Number three, sometimes we point the finger at others to make ourselves look better. That is, we blame other people to make ourselves look better than others. This really goes along with the previous point because when we have efforts of self-righteousness, those efforts are to make ourselves look better at others' expense. You know, that Pharisee wouldn't look so good if he didn't have all these sinful people to compare himself to. You see, it's easy to say, if I'm not committing fornication, it's easy to say, well, look at that sinful fornicator over there, and look, I'm not doing that. It's easy to say, well, look at that covetous person over there, and I'm not doing that. It's easy to say, well, look at that sinner over there, and I'm not committing those sins. But you know, each one of us has sin within our life that we have to confess. And if we refuse to confess that, John tells us in 1 John chapter 1 and verses 7 and verse 9 that we're a liar and the truth is not in us. So you see, we do need to deal with our own selves first. We blame other people sometimes to make ourselves look better to others. Now, Paul said we shouldn't really do that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, he says, "For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise." Now, what is the Apostle Paul saying there? He's saying with our standard of righteousness comes simply from comparing ourselves to other people, we have completely missed the point. We are not wise. We're simply envying others that are better than ourselves and producing envy in those who we consider less than ourselves when we behave in that kind of way. You see, pointing out other people's faults doesn't really make us look better like some people think it does. It only makes us look worse. And comparing ourselves with others is comparing ourselves with a false standard of righteousness. Because other people are not the standard for what's right and wrong. God is. And we'll never measure up to Him. And so we always must compare ourselves to God and His standard of what's right and wrong, and to Jesus, our model for what's right and wrong, if we want to do what is right. And so sometimes we blame other people because we want to make ourselves look better to others. Sometimes we blame other people, and I would say that this one is probably a higher percentage than some of the others we discussed. Well, we blame other people because we don't want to blame ourselves. Many times we are seeking to hide our own sins in the process of blaming others. And when we start blaming other people, what we really need to do is take a good, hard look at ourselves to see what is wrong within our lives. We really need to do that self-examination first. You see, it requires honesty and integrity to examine one's own life. And many simply don't have this. And we don't need to be of that kind of persuasion. We need to have honesty and integrity to look to our own lives, to examine our own lives, to be brutally honest with who we truly are, instead of pointing the finger at other people. And this means that we have to be willing to accept correction. And a lot of times, that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to change. We don't want to admit that we're wrong, first of all. But then secondly, we don't want to change. And so we blame other people. And that's a lot easier than trying to change or admitting that we're wrong. But listen to what the Proverb writer says in Proverbs 3, verses 11 and 12. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. And Jesus said in Revelation 3 and verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Before we blame somebody else, let's take responsibility for our own behavior first. We blame other people because we don't want to blame self. But then number five, sometimes we blame other people so that we don't have to help them. Now think about that for a minute. There are a lot of people in this world that have problems. And it's very easy to say, well, look, they got their problems and I got my problems and I'm not going to be involved with their life and they won't be involved with my life. And they'll go their way and I'll go my way. And we use that as an excuse not to help other people. Now, you can't help somebody that doesn't want to be helped, don't get me wrong. But you certainly can help those who want help, and you can be involved in their lives. But sometimes we look at people like that and we say, you know what, I don't want to be part of that. And so they look at that problem that he has. Whew, that's awful. And we go our own way instead of really trying to help. Instead of really trying to say, this person may be crying out for help when he exhibits these problems. He really may be asking for help. And we need to be involved with other people's lives. Really, if we're blaming other people so that we don't have to help them, that is a lack of love on our part. Because loving other people as we love ourselves means that we are going to go and help other people. Wouldn't you help yourself if you needed some help? And you would say, sure, I would. Well, then why not help other people when they need help? Think about what Paul says in Galatians chapter 5 and verses 13 through 15. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty, only do not use liberty as an occasion to the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed, lest you be consumed by one another. Sometimes we just don't know how to help other people, and so we use pointing the finger at other people and blaming other people as an excuse not to help them. Well, we shouldn't do that. If we don't know how to help somebody, then we should go ask somebody else to help us. Or we should get involved somehow until we learn how to help them. Often, we misinterpret helping others for doing things for others. Now that's a big problem, I think. When we see other people who need help, a lot of times the immediate thing to our mind is that we go do something for them. Because we know how to do that, you see. And sometimes that can be helpful. But sometimes people don't need other people to do things for them in order to help them. Sometimes they just need somebody to talk to, and they need some advice, and they need some direction. And that's something that we need to be willing to do in our lives. So Sometimes we blame other people so that we don't have to help them, but we really do need to try to help other people, whether it means doing something for them or whether it means just listening to them and talking to them. And sometimes that's what we need to do. And this gets to our next point. Sometimes we blame other people to avoid needed discussion, right? We'll look at somebody else and say, well, look at him or look at her and look at the awful things they're doing in their life, you know. And then do we ever think about going and talking to them about those things? No. We blame other people so that we don't have to go talk to them to avoid a needed discussion. This is also a lack of love on our part because it doesn't take anything but love to go and talk to somebody. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18 and verses 15 through 17. He said, moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. Let's not blame others just because we don't want to talk to them, but let's really make an effort to talk to other people before we start pointing the finger and before we blame others. Now, number 7, sometimes we blame others because we don't want to acknowledge our own sin. And this is really at the heart of everything. Many times we blame others because we're looking for an excuse not to confront the sin that is in our own lives. Now, as Christians, we really do not have an excuse to do this. And here's the reason why. Because we have forgiveness in Christ. Now, think about that for a minute. If we have forgiveness in Christ, if we know that Christ is going to forgive us of our sins, and if Christ has died on the cross and shed his blood to forgive us of our sins, then why can we not admit our sins? You see, there's no reason. God has taken away all the excuses for admitting our own sins. And what's really preventing us from admitting our own sins and dealing with our own sins is our own pride. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 18. And James says in James chapter 4 and verse 6 that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. You see, oftentimes we're worried about what other people may think about us. And that's because we're so busy pointing the finger at other people. We're so busy blaming other people. We're so scared, you know, that if we confess our sins or if we admit our sins, that other people are going to think badly about us. Well, look, it's not right for them to do that, first of all. And if they're doing it, they need to be on the front row with you or with me or with whoever. But if we're using that as an excuse not to confess our sins or not to acknowledge our own sin, then really we've missed the whole point because we're, again, blaming other people at that point and not taking responsibility for our own lives. So let's own up to our own sins. We've got forgiveness in Christ. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, the blood of Christ keeps on cleansing us from all of our sins. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. So we can own up to our sins. We can freely confess our sins. And those will be forgiven by God. What a beautiful plan that God has given us for us to really take responsibility for our own lives and to live our lives to be pleasing to Him. And when we do that, we can have so much joy and so much peace knowing that we have forgiveness in Christ through the grace of God and that we can cast all our cares upon Him. Why do we blame other people? We blame other people sometimes because it's easy. We blame other people because we want to be self-righteous. We blame other people because we make ourselves look better to others. We blame other people because we don't want to blame self. We blame other people so that we don't have to help them. We blame other people to avoid needed discussion. And we blame other people because we don't want to acknowledge our own sin. Now, let's think about these things. Let's think about the next time we start talking about somebody else or blaming somebody else or pointing the finger at somebody else. And let's really try to focus upon self. And when I say these things, I want you to know that I am preaching to myself as much to anyone else. Because I've been guilty of these things in the past, and I confess freely that I have blamed other people in the past when I should not have done that, when I should have been focusing on myself. And I am guilty of that. And I pray God forgive me, and I know He will. And so let's resolve this morning to develop these relationships with one another. Let's really seek to love one another as God has loved us, as Christ has loved us, and let's focus upon improving our own lives individually. And if there are some out there who need help with this and would like to talk about it, my office door is open and I am available to meet with you and discuss these things with you. We'll be happy to sit down with you and talk about whatever you have on your mind. And I hope that you would do me the same courtesy, that if I need someone to talk to and something to talk about, that you would be willing to sit down with me and to listen to what's on my mind as well. And this morning, if there's someone here who would like to come forward and would like to confess fault or confess sin of some sort and ask for the prayers of the church, and maybe you've been thinking about it for some time and you've been thinking, you know, I really need to make some changes in my life. And you know, it's so easy to blame other people. It's easy to say, well, there's so many hypocrites in the church, or there's so many people who aren't doing the same thing that I'm doing, or there's so many people who aren't living up to what they should be living up. Why should I go forward when there's so many people out there? Well, remember, it's not their relationship with God that is in jeopardy. It's your relationship with God that's in jeopardy. Now, their relationship may be in jeopardy too, but not your relationship isn't in jeopardy because of what they do. Your relationship with God is in jeopardy because of what you do and what I do, not what somebody else does. And so that's why we need to take responsibility for ourselves. And if there's something on your mind this morning that you would like to share, we would be happy to talk to you about that. If you're not a Christian this morning and you want to become one, then we invite you to respond to the gospel of Christ. We invite you to take responsibility for your own life, to confess that you have been a sinner and that you need God's forgiveness this very hour. If you heard the word of God and believed it, you repented of sins, confessed Jesus as Christ, you are a candidate to be baptized for the remission of your sins. Acts 2:38, Acts 22:16, and to become a child of God. And if you are a child of God, you're Abraham's seed, you're heirs according to the promise, you have a great relationship with God, and God loves you. And in that state, as a child of God, God forgives sin, and He helps us to grow and to become His children like He wants us, truly wants us to be. So this morning, if you want to respond to the invitation, whether it's to confess sin or whether it's to become a Christian, we stand ready to help you. Come right now while we sing this song of invitation.